Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Hey, I wanted to mention something. This ties into a story that was actually from last week. We didn't get a chance to get to it. So my friend Lori, whenever she eats, and her husband Will pointed this out to me. I'd never noticed it before. When we go out to dinner and we eat, she has a knack for, and this was Will's assertion, that she will either, if she orders a salad, she will turn it into a sandwich. Uh-huh. Huh. And if she orders a sandwich, she will turn it into a salad.
What? She doesn't like it in its state.
Whatever. She just,
she F with it.
Picks at it and plays with it and so forth. So if there's a salad, and let's say there's obviously you get greens and some other vegetables, and maybe there's some chicken or something like that. Well, sometimes salad, you can get some bread on the table, whatever.
She'll make
little sandwiches.
Oh, my God, that's so
funny. Bread, okay? And then if she orders a sandwich, that is lettuce and tomato and stuff like that. She'll cut it up into pieces. And she's made a salad from a sandwich.
So by her reckoning, it's like she's cooking.
She's making, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's creating.
Yeah.
And that ties in kind of the story that came up last week. We didn't get a chance to get to it. And I guess this guy posted a video or somebody saw pictures of him doing this. But he had gotten chicken nuggets, which I believe were from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he would peel the breading off and just eat the chicken meat inside. He would take the time to peel off all that stuff off of the chicken nuggets, and then eat them that way.
It seems like opposite of what you should do, because the breading is the part that tastes the best.
Well, the breading is selling the chicken in that case. But then I would go with it to do all. They were looking at a box.
That's a lot of
work. With the breading taken off.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. Or I think you'd probably be. Does McDonald's have chicken fingers?
I don't think so.
Just the nubbets, right?
Just the nubbets, yeah.
I mean, why not just go somewhere for grilled chicken
nubbets,
then?
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's basically what you're trying to get grilled chicken, but it's still been deep fried. You're just taking the. I don't know.
You want deep fried chicken without the breading.
I don't know if that's this guy's thing. If he's, you know, if it's a calorie thing. I think it's just a flavor thing. It's
the taste. Nuggets.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
It could be a carb thing.
It could be a what?
A carb thing.
Although, what I said. A calorie thing.
But the question is, are you using the dipping sauces after?
He is. In this picture, it looks like he's using it.
Then you're just killing your de-breading. You're adding the calories back on.
So I'm wondering about the strange ways that people might eat specific things. For some reason, did I say specific things? For some reason, you have either, I don't know if it's a taste thing, or I remember years ago we had a woman, and I didn't even realize that I did this. I don't do it every time.
Is it disgusting?
But no, it's not disgusting at all, but I never realized it. But sometimes with a sandwich, I won't eat the last bite. I don't know why. A woman had said that. She's like, I never, ever, ever, just the last bite, I don't eat it. And I'm like, why would you do that? And then I caught myself doing it one time. I don't know why.
So but you get down to that one little last morsel, you throw it away.
Leave it or throw it away.
Yeah. And Jace does that with everything he eats. I don't understand. I'm like, why? Just finish it. Why? Yeah. And he's like, I'm stuffed. I don't want to finish it.
I don't know.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Yeah. You guys know those Lance Toast Chee crackers?
No, but okay. I want to.
Yes, yeah, they're kind of sandwich, right? And they have like a filling inside.
They're orange crackers that have a peanut butter filling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Toast Chee. Yeah.
Just sitting here eating my crackers.
The only way I eat them is I take the crackers apart, and then I lick the peanut butter out, and then I eat the saltines. Okay. I will never like eat it like a sandwich.
You don't like, interesting.
No, I mean, I eat the whole thing. I just don't.
You eat it in its component parts,
right? And I eat it in the
field strip it.
But my older brother, I wasn't allowed to eat the cookie or the crackers around him because he's like one of those ragers that rages over the way people eat.
Yes, things about the way other people eat really get under his skin.
So I would do that on the way to school when he would drive me.
So effed up.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to eat him that way, but he'd freak out.
He freaks out.
Well, here's another.
He's like, just eat the damn platter.
Here's the thing that you did, Casey, and I was surprised to find that other people did it. It was something we had discovered on the air decades ago, probably years and years and years ago, is that when you eat chicken noodle soup, you take the chicken out.
Or I'll just leave it in there and not.
Yeah.
I just.
Because usually the chicken's gross.
Yeah.
And chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. The broth and the vegetables and the noodles are great. The chicken, on the other hand, is like. Blah.
So you eat around the. Would you just have chicken broth?
Sure.
Yeah.
I've seen you pick it out and place it like on a napkin or something like that. And there's like this little, you know.
I don't try to avoid
it. There's all these little bits of chicken. No, I like it.
And if you have like homemade, freshly made chicken soup with actual pieces of chicken in it.
I might be boring. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. You just don't like the little fake cubes of quasi chicken.
Yep. Let me go to some calls. I have Luke on the line. Hey, Luke, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you want to share with us, buddy?
My girlfriend will go out to like when we go out to like Applebee's or something. She'll order mozzarella sticks, but she doesn't eat gluten, so she'll like peel off all the breading. So she's basically just eating like a cheese stick.
So does she not eat gluten because just medically she can't, or she thinks she's opposed to it for dietary reasons, or what? What's the?
Well, like she breaks out and like
Okay. Well, so she has a medical reason.
It shouldn't be on there in the first place. She might have, there's residue that can stay on there.
She could just have much. Yeah. She could just have
cheese.
Cheese, yeah. Sticks of cheese.
Warm them up in the microwave for her.
Yeah.
You got to dump her.
Yeah, man.
That is weird.
Well, good luck, Luke.
Yeah.
I mean, to go through that process, if you were to go to, no restaurant, I think, would accommodate that. If you're in an Applebee's, you say, bring the mozzarella sticks without the breading.
Well, I mean, a lot of places.
They're pre-done, right?
They'll have a tomato mozzarella salad, right? So why not just get that?
Right.
Just straight up.
Just take the tomatoes out.
I'm going to go to Victor. Hi, Victor. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, guys?
Yo, bud. Just talking to you. What's your story?
I'm listening, the chicken nuggets thing, McDonald's. I do that. I like to eat the breading first and then the chicken. It's just a preference thing. I like the breading first because I think it tastes the best. But I also like the inside part. And it's not about tasting grill. It tastes different. It's like a deep fried goodness. I can't explain it.
All right. Go ahead, Preston.
Will you make a big pile of all the breading first, peel them all off, and then just wolf down big bits of that? Or are you just peeling off a little bit at a time and eating it?
I do them individually. That's too much work. I like
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if you needed a big bowl of breading.
To that point, Preston. So in line with what Victor was saying, and I will do this. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I will peel the breading off of the and eat that.
Yeah.
And then eat the chicken.
Ooh.
With each piece.
Yeah. The skin's great.
It is really good.
It's the highest fat content, but it's good.
And if you're going, you might as well go all in.
All in, yeah, Casey.
Yeah, but I'm just, Victor, if you say that the breading is the best, why don't you save the best for last?
Because then I don't want to
be a song.
Like a glutton and just eat grease. At least that makes me feel better if eating it, one at a time.
They're separate food groups as far as you're concerned, the breading and the chicken.
Yeah. And by the way, when we were in London, if you go to like a fish and chips place, you can order just like whatever sort of breading ends up falling off into the fryer.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Insane.
When I was a kid, there were Long John Silvers all over the place where I grew
those
up.
Those places.
And so we would just order Casey. So they had these little, essentially little boats, these little containers that they would put the fish in. And we would call them crunchies because they would have these big containers of just the stuff that fell off in the fryer.
That sounds disgusting.
Can I get a bite? I know.
And it is.
In hindsight, that is it's gross. Repulsive.
Yeah. And Preston,
right?
Yeah. It tasted great.
And I would douse it in malt vinegar.
Oh.
And just take a spoon and
It's just breading.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just the breading.
And fat. And grease. Loads and loads. All that grease soaks in there. You're mainly eating grease.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oil and grease.
But there's no justification for it, but I remember that stuff, and it's like, this tastes awesome.
Let me go next to Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Melanie?
So I'm probably going to offend a lot of people saying this, but I really hate Hershey's chocolate.
Okay. There's some people,
love the peanut butter that's in the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
So I will peel the chocolate off and just eat the peanut butter.
That is such a surgical process.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
It is such a process. I have to use my teeth, which I think probably offends people more as watching the whole process.
That must be disgusting. So you're getting it in your mouth anyway.
You're spitting it out.
I know. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I'm going to suffer through the chocolate to get to the peanut butter. And I know that they sell like jars of Reese's peanut butter. It is not the same thing.
It's not.
What if you were Katie, with the Reese's eggs, like they have for Easter? You have a larger content of the Reese's Pieces peanut butter, there'd be less chocolate removal that would have to take place because it's much bigger. Would that be something?
So they're my absolute favorite. I will actually stock up on bags of them and put them in my freezer if I have the opportunity because you're right. There is just the peanut butter ratio is out of control.
All right. So
my boyfriend's listening. I've been telling him for a while. I know he's got an engagement ring for me. He really wants to propose.
Okay.
Scoop me up some peanut butter. And call today.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That's all he needs.
Doesn't need a ring.
Wow.
Just needs paper. So here's the deal, Melanie. I know they make, like you said, they make Hershey's peanut butter. They make Reese's peanut butter. But it's not peanut butter you want. That stuff, I think, is peanut butter paste.
Yes, it is.
That is inside of the, it's not just straight up peanut butter. So maybe you should sample some of that. It might save you a little effort.
I looked on Pinterest. It's pretty much just a crap ton of sugar that they're adding to it.
Okay.
I tried it myself. I don't know. It is just not the same.
No, okay. Trust me. And I believe you so many times. It's like, I got the pitch when I was a kid. I've said this many times on the air. Why don't you just have a sloppy Joe? It's like a hamburger with the ketchup already in it. Really, Dad? Yeah. Is that really what it is? I don't think so. So there's always
tomato sauce.
There's a little bit of a change. So I understand where she's coming from.
All right. Good luck with you and your impending engagement, Melanie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right, she's left with a hard one, too, because peeling chocolate off a Reese's peanut butter cup.
It's going to melt.
She's doing it in her mouth, so she's getting the taste of the chocolate, which she loathes.
Yeah.
How do you go on?
I don't know. Let me go to Tom next. Hi, Tom. Good morning. What's up, Tom?
Hey, so, Klondike bars. I eat them with a fork, but here's what I do. I take the fork, I use it like a dagger or a pick, and I break all the chocolate off and then, like, use the tines of the fork to, like, pull the big pieces off. Oh, it's so satisfying.
So you shell the Klondike bar.
There you go.
So what would you do for a Klondike bar? You would shell, you remove the chocolate and you don't eat them separately. Do you just simply eat the vanilla ice cream within the Klondike bar?
Nah, you know, I go back and forth. I'll take some chocolate off, then I'll go back with some ice cream. You got to keep a balance, you know?
I understand. And so in your mind is, because sometimes with some foods, and we've talked about this, you don't want the full complement together at once. You want I think that speaks to this debreading, Preston. You like the bread, you like the chicken on the nugget, but you don't want to eat them exactly together.
I used to do the same thing Tom did with dilly bars. I would just like eat the chocolate off until it was ice cream on a stick. Same thing, Tom?
Yeah, and then, like, you don't get the full chocolate flavor when you eat it with the ice cream because it didn't have a chance to melt, you know? So,
yeah, I hear you, man.
All right, Tom, random side note, but are you the same kind of a guy that when you get a sunburn and you're able to peel a little bit of your skin off, you'd like the long stretch of the peeling of the skin, right? I mean, who doesn't?
Apples, too. Like when
apples.
And apples. You got to get it one piece.
You're a peeler.
All right. I like that.
He's a peeler.
He's a peeler.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Casey, you want me to go to line six here? All right. Hi, Andy. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's up, Andy?
So we were vacationing in Central America in Panama, and I had my four young kids with me, and we saw this monkey on this pavilion while we were waiting, I guess, for my husband to get the car filled up. So we walked over, and we were about 5 feet away, and the monkey went and jumped on my 11-year-old daughter's head, just was standing there and kind of clawing at her.
Whoa.
So I pulled out of my backpack those Lance peanut butter crackers that Casey was talking about.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, trying to get the monkey off her head. So I finally got the monkey off of her head, but the monkey ate the peanut butter cracker like Casey did. He opened it up and licked the peanut butter out.
So you eat it the way a monkey does. Now, the first time we met Casey, I remember, Preston, he jumped up on your shoulders.
Yeah,
and to get him off, I offered him one of those crackers.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, the same thing.
This guy really likes me.
But he ate it like that, like licked the peanut butter out first.
That's funny.
It's a wild monkey.
It's Casey. It's a very primal urge, apparently.
Well, either that or he's very well involved.
By the way,
involved.
You have grits on your mustache right now.
Gosh. Oh, that's not grits.
Can you wipe that
snot?
Off? What is that?
That was snot.
Oh, what?
No, I was just kidding. It was snot.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was saying maybe either I'm very primal or that monkey was very evolved.
Very smart.
Very advanced. Yeah. Yes.
I can only imagine the monkey was incredibly evolved.
Could be. Okay, hang on. We have an opposite of one of our callers. I'm going to go to Nate. Hi, Nate. You're on the air. Good morning.
What's up, guys? You guys rock.
Oh!
Thanks, Nate. So tell us what you do. It's with the Reese's peanut butter cups, right?
Yeah, so I'm the exact opposite of that chick. So with the peanut butter, I have these like, little peanut butter wafers that I like leave on the counter. Pisses my wife off. Me and that other girl should get together. I'll eat the chocolate, and she can have all my little wafers.
So let me ask you, okay, so why don't you, the obvious question is, why don't you just simply get chocolate?
There you go.
Sans the peanut butter. Do you like the chocolate that has been juxtaposed next to the peanut, or is that even an option? Explain why you're not just going straight chocolate.
Well, you know, I have
for some reason, my mom bought, like, tons of these, like, value containers, these Reese's. I've been trying to, like, eat through them.
Yeah.
And it's just this odd collection of peanut wafers that my dog no longer wants to eat that I just have sitting on the counter.
Okay. All right. So then it's more because you already have it and you're kind of working through, okay, you don't want to waste them.
Just convenience, yeah.
All right. Okay. I hear that.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it. Okay. I gotta try to figure this out from Katie here. Hi, Katie. You are on the air. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? So we're talking about this guy that peels chicken nuggets and eats just the inside. What is it that you do?
So I eat potato chips, kind of weird, but only the ones that have flavoring on them, like Doritos, the ranch ones, or like sour cream and onion.
Okay, you actually look at it and you can see little green specks like from the sour cream and onion and stuff like that,
yes,
on it.
Exactly. So okay. I will take them out of the bag. I will flip the chip over, decide which side has the most flavoring on it, and that's the side that goes on my tongue.
Oh, absolutely. My God.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Confirming this. So you eat every chip as if it were a Eucharist.
And not only that, Katie, but like, let's say you're eating a Dorito that has like a ton of like the nacho cheese on the one side of the chip. You lick it off first, right?
No, I just shove it right on my tongue.
Oh, she lives life to the fullest, Casey.
No, I do.
Your monkey ways don't hold credibility here.
I'll take it further. If neither side looks like it has any flavoring that I want, I will throw it back in the bag.
All right, so here's a little thing that I do that's similar, thanks, not Katie, exactly the same. I love fully intact chips.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I cannot stand, as you get towards the end of the bag, to have potato chip shrapnel.
Yep.
I hate it.
It's just not as good.
So I will open another bag, and I will pour the shards into the new bag.
Don't pour the shards in the new bag.
Well, because my wife will get mad at me if I don't. And also, she'll wasteful find out if I don't.
So I've said this before about pretzel crisps.
Yes.
I don't like, when you get to the bottom of the bag, there's about a tenth of the bag that is all crumbs like,
yes,
that.
Yes. All right.
And I don't like that. I like a whole pretzel crisp. Now, what you can do with potato chips, though, Steve, is
glue them back together.
No, you can use those in recipes. You can do, yeah, they're like potato casserole recipes where you put potato chips on top.
Or, who are you talking to?
Or crunchies.
Yeah,
I know you don't cook,
yeah, yeah,
but anyhow.
But it's kind of like the shake at the end of a bag. You just turn it into a joint, right? What can you do with the shake at the end of a potato chip bag?
That's usually what I've been doing. I've been turning them all into joints.
Yeah.
They're difficult to smoke.
Yeah. Smoking bone.
Yeah, yeah, I just finished off Ruffles.
You don't get high or anything. It really hurts you.
Pass the Ruffles bag to the left-hand side.
Give me some of that shake, man. Oh, that's great. I love it. Okay, let me go to... We got a bunch of weird stuff coming up here. All right, I'll try this one. I have Kyle. Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, bud, you're on the air. What you want to tell us?
So when I was in college, my roommate and I had the biggest argument about cookies and milk versus, mm-hmm, cookies in milk.
Yes.
Normally,
yeah,
you dip cookies in milk and you eat the wet cookie.
Yep.
But what he does is he takes a whole sleeve of cookies, puts it into his glass of milk, lets them sink to the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Drinks the milk and then eats the mushy cookie crumb stuff.
He's a psychopath.
My dad does the same thing.
Your father and his roommate are psychopaths.
Does the same thing,
no,
yeah.
No, that's the way the monkeys do it.
Does that sound unappetizing to you, Casey?
Well, I mean, I do my stuff opposite than that as well.
Nice.
I mean, I what I do is I take a bite of the cookie and then I drink the milk. And
boom!
I, yeah.
Now we're on the same,
okay,
page.
Yeah.
We
right,
just hit
beef?
Common ground. Right, roast beef? I take the cookie and I'll take a little bit of milk. Cookie, mm-hmm, little bit of milk. Here's my other thing. Pretzel. All right. Little bit of sweet iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzel, little bit of sweet iced tea.
No, and
then, so by the time the sweet iced tea is done, I'm done eating my pretzel.
I prefer actually dipping the cookie into the milk where it softens it up.
So let me ask you what this thing that I've noticed, and Murray Goldberg does it on the Goldbergs. He puts like Dutch salted pretzels, crumbles them up into milk. And I asked my wife if she'd ever seen it, and she says she's seen people do that before.
Not pretzels, but we used to do it with saltines.
Saltines and milk.
Yeah, I got that from my dad. It was a
oh, wow,
a snack of sorts, and I used to eat it all the time as a kid. I remember trying it long time ago. Just, I haven't had this since I was a kid. It's disgusting.
To me, there could be no redeeming flavor.
God. A whole other conversation we need to have, but I'm going to bring this up now because,
yeah,
I said this to my kid the other day, Carter, who has a great palate, and he tries new stuff, and I love that. But you know how your tastes change over time, and there are things that you hated when you were younger that you end up developing a taste for and you do like later on. Well, I found the same thing happens in reverse, like the crackers and milk thing.
Yeah.
I used to love it, and now it's gross. And I told him, you know what I used to love to eat as a kid? And this will be another conversation all right. for another time. But I used to eat pickled pig's feet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All the time. And the idea of it is repulsive to me now. But
pickled pig ass. Right,
that's another one sometimes. Something you used to love, and now you couldn't fathom even eating
Real quick, I mean... Because it just sounds so gross. Are you eating around bones and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the knuckles, the whole thing.
On living pigs.
No, not living pigs. They were dead by then. They were pickled. Hang on a second. Let me go to Rob next. Hi, Rob. Good morning.
What up, bitches?
Yo, man. What's your story?
All right, so Kit Kat bars.
Love them.
Yeah, you got to peel them off with your teeth, layer by layer.
Oh.
So as you have the different layer of cookie and the cream and the cookie and the cream in within the chocolate container, you go through each layer with your teeth, peeling off each layer as you complete the cookie.
Yep, and even on either end, there's a little bit more chocolate on the end, and you can pop them off. It comes off like in a nice nice layer. A
little nugget.
Peel off each little piece, you know, either from the – usually start from the top.
It's a lot of work.
But it makes it last.
And then go with the wafers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it makes it last. I do something similar with my Twix bars. What I'll do is I'll take a bite, and then I'll get the caramel off first. I'll chew that.
The monkey way.
The monkey
way.
Casey's the cookbook.
It's the monkey way.
Or is
written by Casey and Chim Chim.
I love it.
All
right, let's go to Katie B. We only have time for a couple more calls. Hi, Katie, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Great, Katie. So what weird thing do you or someone you know does when eating as far as their technique it goes?
All right, so my friend, he'll order like a hoagie from Wawa, like a classic hoagie. He'll eat half of it normally, and then the second half, he'll like take a bite, take the tomato off, take a bite, take the lettuce off, take a bite, take the onions off, and he deconstructs half of his hoagie.
As he's eating. So at a certain point, does he begin to take his shirt off and his pants off? I mean, that's...
No, I'm glad he doesn't.
So. Yeah.
You ever asked him about it and why he does that?
We do. We actually make fun of him for it, and he says he's gotten better with it, but he just says that, you know... It's the taste. And I'm like, you ate half of the hoagie.
Right. You've already had the whole mixture in your mouth.
God, sometimes you just can't explain it.
But what's funny, because my wife will do with tacos, Preston, you talk about turning something into a salad. She'll get the taco. She'll take the taco as is.
Crunch it up,
and just turn it into a salad.
Taco salad. There you go. Let me try Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
How's it going?
Good. What do you do?
So I eat the cupcake Swiss rolls. I eat the chocolate off of it first completely, so it's nothing but the cake inside. And then
your bomb just exploded.
How does that not bug you, Jimmy?
There's beeping
in the background.
There we go.
I don't know what it is. I've just been doing it since I was a little kid. So I would just eat all the chocolate off. And then once I got down to the cake, I would just unwind it in my mouth like a fruit roll-up.
Dude, I know that. Unrolling a Swiss roll? Yes, I hear you on that. I used to do the same thing with yodels.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just can't eat them.
However, it would be, you couldn't do that with a ring ding, which is essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
But the unrolling the yodel was a joy.
I used to suck the cream out of snowballs. I knew you guys would like that.
That's awesome. So you would suck the cream right out of the ball.
Remember snowballs?
Yeah.
I love snowballs.
I used to deconstruct those a little bit, though.
Okay. So
those are just, they're just garbage, man. And
honestly,
I loved them as a kid.
Well, listen, that's why it cracks me up. We're looking at one split in half when the people say, like, Oreos, that cream is just chemicals. Yeah. And I love it. Yeah. Same thing with snowballs.
Marissa wanted to jump in. Marissa.
I can't wait to see what you guys say about this. Whenever I eat a piece of pizza, I start by tearing off the top right corner. So it's a little bit of crust and a little bit of sauce. Then I pick it up and I eat the bottom point.
Okay.
But now there's like a part that's left that's like hanging on the right side. So I probably tear that off and eat that. This is all with my fingers. Now I have a slice that's too small to pick up. It's like a quarter of a slice.
Yeah.
So then I tear off the top crust.
See,
and put that to the side.
And
then I like fold up the bottom point that's left, eat that in like two
good
bites.
Good Lord.
And then take the crust and tear it. And now hopefully whichever piece has more sauce left, that's the last bite.
I love you, but I'd pitch you right off your balcony.
I've never understood the tearing of food.
Pizza. I do that.
Yeah. Not only pizza,
I do it.
But of food in general.
And I don't know why, Preston. Whenever we get pizza here, I tear it off in pieces.
I just love the idea of picking things apart and playing with them and then folding like different flavors together.
Like origami.
All right, so... Yeah. So
the monkey way.
My sister, when she eats bananas, and it drives my wife crazy too because she's one of those...
Oh, no!
Those mushy eaters,
God.
And I hate
die.
It. I can't stand it, too. But the other thing she does is she breaks off pieces of the banana and eats it that way. I'm like, you don't have to touch it at all. You're holding the peel, and you can just...
Your
bite right there.
Filthy hands.
Now you're getting your fingers all over the food.
Nature's made it.
I've never asked. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know, but it's just... But the people who take their fingers and pick food apart and eat it, I'm like...
Do you eat mashed potatoes that way?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I can't pick food apart. I hate if my hands smell like food.
Okay.
Like even pizza, just eating it regular, not picking it apart, if my hands smell like that food afterwards, like I have to wash my hands immediately.
Right. I have to admit, though, I love when my genitals smell like tuna, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'll tell you what. When I was a kid, we had Tasty Kicks. That was our lunch snack, you know. So my dad would keep the...
Eat like a goddamn monkey.
No, he would keep the Tasty Kicks in the freezer. So I'm telling you, the best thing to do is when you have like a cream-filled chocolate cupcake from Tasty Kicks, you eat the cupcake around it, and then you leave the cream left over.
Freezing adds all sorts of elements to it like that. Yes, you can do those things, and I support you in that.
Thank Quit
you.
Eating like a goddamn monkey.
Quit eating like a goddamn monkey.
Hang on. Danielle has been on hold for like 25 minutes.
Oh, please.
It's just how we got started was how they eat the chicken nuggets, this guy. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what? Bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Danielle?
I used to work for McDonald's, many McDonald's, and I do the same thing with my McNuggets. I take the breading off. I don't know why I do it, but I put all the crumbs in a pile, and I eat all the chicken part first, and then at the end, I'll just take just a handful and just shove the breading in my mouth.
You know, I can see that. There used to be the case where I would eat pizza and I would not eat the crust and the crust at the end of eating the pizza. Then I'd eat the separate crust, like breadsticks.
Yeah. I was just an anti-crust eater for a long time until I realized how much I actually enjoyed that part of the pizza. And now I'll finish all my kids' crust if they haven't eaten that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hand it over. I love this one. This is a text that came in. It says, this is really doing some work here.
All right.
I bite one end off of an egg roll. I then scoop out the filling to eat, and then I refill the egg roll with General Tso's chicken and eat it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I think I love that.
That's a great appreciate idea. That. You know what it reminds me of?
Brilliant.
What I used to do with the with cannolis.
Mm-hmm.
Suck the cream out.
Yeah, of course.
And then eat the cannoli. I like the cannoli shell.
Yeah.
By itself.
So and you can buy those separately. You can buy chips and you can dip into the cannoli filling. But if you to take the time to refill
it.
Something like that.
I love it.
That's
really, commitment.
That's going the distance. I wonder if anybody, you know, like stuffed shells, you just eat that ricotta out of there.
That's good.
And then maybe refill it with meat sauce or something like that.
So these Harry and David dark-covered chocolate blueberries.
Oh, my God.
If you bite them the right way, they split directly in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is the goal. So and for some reason, in my mind, they taste better when it's evenly split.
Like, same thing with a peanut M&M. If you bite it perfectly, top of the shell will come off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I will sometimes try to just eat the shell and the chocolate off of the peanut. You know, you suck them till just the nuts,
just the nuts are on your tongue.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, a lot of people have their little thing.
And they're deranged.
And the guy that was peeling the chicken nuggets is not alone, but
no.
It was posted last week and people made kind of a big fuss about it. But there's all kinds of little things that you do. And you don't even know why you do it. You just do it. So, but thanks for sharing. We appreciate that.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.